If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
There are some major changes coming to the programming lineup here at Fox News Channel. Bill O'Reilly is leaving as of today.
And that was Brett Baer last night on Special Report. Good morning. It is 8:37 on WMAL. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. And right here, right now, to give us his interpretation and his analysis of the developments that have taken place at the Fox News Channel, we are joined by Dylan Byers, who is the media reporter for CNN. Dylan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the new lineup. Bill O'Reilly had the number one show on the Fox News Channel. We all know it. They've gotten rid of blown up the lineup, got rid of the number one show on the Fox News Channel, and now we have a new lineup. What is your analysis of the strength of this new lineup?
Well, look, it would be no one can make the argument that Fox News is happy about this. Bill O'Reilly was the number one host, not just on Fox News, but on all of cable news. He was the undisputed king of cable news for over a decade, the face of Fox News since its founding in 2006. So now, within the span of less than a year, this company has lost both its founding chairman and CEO and its most popular cable news host. In his place will be Tucker Carlson, who will be familiar to many people in Washington and many cable news viewers. He's actually lived at all three of the major cable news networks over the course of his career and launched the D.C. site, The Daily Caller. He will move to 8 p.m. His show has done very well since he took over for Megyn Kelly in the 9 p.m. hour. Mm-hmm. Replacing him at 9 p.m. will be the show The Five, which is a roundtable show, which is an interesting development insofar as cable news does not usually, in the primetime hour at least, does not usually have these sort of roundtable programs. All of a sudden, instead of hearing from one pundit, you're going to be hearing from five in the 9 p.m. hour. And then, of course, Sean Hannity, whose show is also doing very well, will stay at 10 p.m.
You tweeted out that it's hard to overstate how stunning a development this all is. What do you mean by that?
Well, again, you think about what it means to be the most popular host on cable news and the face of the Fox News network. I'm not just talking about ratings. I'm not just talking about the business aspect here. What we're talking about is the influence that he's had on American politics and on American culture. If you think about the sort of highly partisan and divisive political climate that we lived in, or that we live in now, so much of that is fueled by the media environment that we live in is fueled by Fox News. If you go back to 1996, when Fox News was founded, you're going back to a time, a time that seems quaint and simple in retrospect, when the media was not nearly as partisan as it was. You didn't have Fox News representing the right. You didn't have MSNBC representing the left. You certainly didn't have this proliferation of digital media sites representing every niche political point of view. Bill O'Reilly lorded over all of that as the most influential voice on the right.
And given that, do you think he's done, or does he show up someplace else?
No, I believe he's very much done. I mean, he's the fact that 21st Century Fox is saying publicly that their decision to get rid of him is a result of their investigation into the accusations means what they're saying is that the accusations are troubling. It's impossible to envision him going to any other major media organization. Is it possible that he shows up at a sort of fringe conservative outlet? Sure, but I don't know why he'd want to do that. He's going to walk away from this deal with tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
My guess is that he'll continue to write books. He may hit the speaking circuit, but I don't see him showing up at another major media organization.
Now, where did all of this go horribly wrong? These allegations go back to 2004. Where did this all start to unravel?
Well, that's a really good question. In terms of Bill O'Reilly's own history, like you said, these go back to 2004, and arguably they go back to 2002. And he was able, you know, by the way, 21st Century Fox, Fox News, they were aware of these allegations going back that far. One could make the argument that had they done more to address this earlier, they would not be dealing with this headache. But in terms of how this unraveled, it actually unraveled not with Bill O'Reilly, but with Roger Ailes, the former CEO and chairman of Fox News. He was ousted 9 months ago. His ouster, of course, came after Gretchen Carlson, a former host, left the company and accused him of sexual harassment, sort of opening the door for a wave of other sexual harassment allegations. Once Ailes was out of the picture, Bill O'Reilly became much more vulnerable because there started to be women in Fox News started to feel more comfortable speaking out, and certainly the scrutiny on that company became much more intense once it became clear what Ailes was up to. You can make the argument that had Roger Ailes simply given Gretchen Carlson the show that she wanted instead of firing her, thus causing her to come after him with her sexual harassment allegations, that none of this would have happened.
Interesting. Dylan Byers, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your analysis and have a great week.
Thanks.
That's Dylan Byers, senior reporter for Media and Politics for CNN.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.